With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A trade deal between the United States and China drawing closer as officials from the world's two largest economies reaching an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping meeting later this week in South Korea. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Any agreement would be a relief to international markets, even if it does not address underlying issues involving manufacturing imbalances and access to state-of-the-art computer chips. Beijing recently limited exports of rare earth elements that are needed for advanced technologies, and President Trump responded by threatening additional tariffs on Chinese products. China's top trade negotiator, Li Qianggang, told reporters the two sides had reached a preliminary consensus, while Mr. Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that there is a very successful framework. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Government shutdown drags on. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says the Democrats are preventing Congress from doing what it was elected to do.
The entire point of this short-term funding bill was for us to have this exact debate. Simply kept the government open 3 weeks ago, we would have probably already voted not just on the defense bill and the labor bill and the health and human services bill, but say on transportation and housing, military construction and veterans affairs and the agriculture department, really all the spending bills.
Agriculture department posting a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out November 1st as the shutdown drags on. Cutoff will expand the impact of the impasse to some of the Americans most need unless a resolution is found in just a few days. Meanwhile, FAA says flights departing LA International halted briefly due to a staffing shortage at another nearby Southern California air traffic facility. This is SRN News. Well, America's young women are in a spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
Organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they've been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in Malmo, Sweden will not screen the films, with some citing safety and security concerns. Anti-Semitism is surging all across the globe, triggered by the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the death of a well-known actress.
TV's much-loved mom, June Lockhart, has died at age 100. A family spokesman says Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica, California. Lockhart played the roles of warm, compassionate mothers. She played Ruth Martin on the TV series Lassie from 1958 to 1964.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
And from 1965 to 1968, Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space. I'm Donna Warder.
Republicans in two states resisting pressure from President Trump to redraw congressional districts. Despite the White House push, Indiana state Senate leader says the chamber just doesn't have enough support to redistrict there. In Kansas, GOP leaders struggling to overcome the Democratic governor's strong opposition. More details, SRNnews.com.